Christians recite the creeds as part of our worship regularly, but we don't always understand what we're doing. There is more going on here than agreeing together on the content of our faith or reminding one another about Orthodox Christian doctrine. The key lies in the very first words of the creed, "I believe in the Apostles' Creed," and "We believe in the Nicene Creed." The word "believe" means far more than to agree with something or to give assent to it. It carries much more of the meaning of to place my trust and confidence in something. Remember the replies the candidates make to the questions in baptism. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in all the world? I believe and trust in him. As we stand to say the creed week by week in public worship, we are deliberately placing our confidence once again in the living and loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Every Sunday, every resurrection day, we make a new commitment and a new beginning. Why is that so important? It's important because during the past 7 days, or however long it is, since we were together with God's people, our faith will not have been stable or steady. All kinds of things will have happened in our lives. Some of those things will have been good and will have deepened our sense of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. But some of those things will have been difficult and challenging to our faith. We may have been tested by suffering or the suffering of those close to us. Our prayers may not have been answered. We may have been moved with compassion by the suffering in God's world. We may be asking deep questions of God and of our faith. We may have been hurt by those close to us or by other members of the Christian family. For all of these reasons, God's people need a clear moment as we gather together of belief and trust and confidence, a moment when together we place our faith and trust once again at the beginning of the new week in the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.